Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
All right, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin the Tuesday broadcast, talking about political issues of the day that, well, they make a difference in your life. Folks, all eyes are on, as you know, if you're watching TV at all, Van Horn, Texas. Where Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, and the Blue Origin crew are about to take off. 5 minutes or less here. Now, what I find interesting about this is that they have managed to do something without too much government interference. We just saw Richard Branson, another billionaire, and his suborbital flight. This is a billionaire, Jeff Bezos, maybe the richest man in the world now, depending on what you believe. But anyway, go into space. And then the crazy genius owner of Tesla, Elon Musk, is going to be actually his SpaceX, and he himself, they literally will orbit the Earth. Bezos and his crew, including his, looks like his twin brother, are going in a little bit higher than Branson did today. So here's a question for you. And this is how, I mean, this is going to be interesting to watch, but even more importantly, it's, do you think that people can understand, just the average person busy living their lives, in all seriousness, do you think that this is something that the average person can get and understand, the nuance of this? I mean, I'm sure they can if they just think about it for a moment. The nuance that when government gets out of the way, private industry can do its own thing, can innovate, can create. This is the power of the human mind and the human ability to do something and not be restricted. Now, yes, human beings need some restriction. They need rules to live by. And caller, hang on just a quick moment here because I'm going to get to you in just a second. We need rules to live by. John Adams famously said, if men were angels, there would be no need for laws. He's right. Men are not angels. Carnal beings, and we tend to go to the extremes, which is why your children, you have to discipline your children, right? It's why we have to discipline politicians for the same reasons. But if government gets out of the way, isn't it fascinating what can happen? And we're about to watch the launch of a private space effort. Because government got out of the way. What else in our life could be better if government gets out of the way? Let's go to our caller. Caller, good morning. How are you? Who are you and what do you have to say today? Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
So I just wanted to bring up a frustration with our Oregon government bureaucracy once again. I have to renew my license. And because they hand out licenses to anyone, citizen or not, you now have to get the Oregon real ID in order to fly. So, right now, DMV is closed except to appointment for renewing your license. And scheduling that takes quite a bit of time. Kept trying. Finally got an appointment last night. And it's scheduled, clear out, September 17th. It's amazing
really?
To me how ridiculous this is. The rest of us go to work every day, interact with people left and right, but our government bureaucracy, oh, no, no, you can't do that. You got to have very limited, choked down interaction. You know, that's just my rant for this morning, and if anyone has to renew their license, you better start trying to get that appointment now. Oh, and part of that is they only open up the appointment on Monday evenings. You can keep trying all the rest of the week. It does no good. Only on Monday evening does it open up.
Is that right? Monday evenings. Wow.
Yeah. Took me a while to figure that one out.
So let me ask you another question, because I've heard people using this technique, is try to make appointments at some of the more rural DMVs where there aren't as many people trying to get in there. And there goes...
Right down the list. I live in Salem, but I work in Corvallis. I tried multiple different locations. I could have gotten one 2 days earlier if I had hit the one in Corvallis. That would have been September 15th. But, like I said, I went through, looked at multiple, and none of them were really more than a day or two earlier.
Excellent advice. So, as we're watching Jeff Bezos blast off into space, so far things look good. Let me ask you this question, Jeff. You cannot be alone in your frustration with this.
Oh,
I'm sure. Think that everybody else is experiencing the same thing. Do you think this has political ramifications?
I certainly hope so. I hope everyone's fed up with how the Kate Brown and the liberal administration in Oregon here is managing our lives with our tax dollars.
I think that's an excellent way of saying it. Managing our lives with our tax dollars. Jeff, thanks for sharing that with us. I think that's great advice. I'm sorry for your experience, but I'm hearing other stories of people that I know in my world. So I'm going to throw that out to all of you. I hadn't intended to do this, but I think this is what Jeff and Jeff, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jeff.
By the way, I really appreciate it. I'm going to throw this out to the audience, to all of you out there. Is in this circumstance that he's describing, do you have people in your world that have experienced the same thing? And do you think that in your conversations about that, that people are because they're experiencing this frustration themselves, that this is having some impact on how they think politically? If you've had those conversations, man, I'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So we're watching Bezos blast off into space. So I'm going to marry these two subjects together. What Jeff just called about with what we just saw with Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, go off into space in a private venture. This is a non-government venture, okay? Do you think that the private sector could provide DMV services to you in a more efficient manner? You know, the whole theme of this show, as you know this, is I keep sharing this with you because this is the reason I do this show. And I truly hope that it makes a difference in your world, or that you learn something out of this show that maybe we've talked about that allows you to change your world. Have a persuasive conversation, or many persuasive conversations, with somebody in your world, or maybe multiple people in your world, that are persuadable. Not the crazies on the right or the left, And there are some crazy people on the right. Okay? There's a lot more of them on the left. But the people that are persuadable, if their frustrations that Jeff has just expressed with DMV, if your frustration with the unemployment department, as I call them, I bet you know lots of, I know several people that had extremely frustrating experiences trying to get on their unemployment insurance. Some of them for months. I'm going to talk about frustration. Do you think that you could have a conversation with someone and ask this question? If Jeff Bezos, if Elon Musk, if Richard Branson can go into space in a private effort, do you think maybe that we could do a better job with unemployment insurance if it was administered maybe by the private sector? Maybe you could have less frustrating experiences with DMV if it were administered through the private sector. If you've got a story about that, if you've had that conversation, man, I'd love to hear it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. You can send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Yesterday, I shared with you some of my reasons for why you should do business with Freedom Heating and Air. They are proud to sponsor this radio show, and I'm proud to be associated with their company. If you go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. That's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. Just go check out everything that they can offer you to make your life better. Heating, cooling, maintenance. They have a blog post. And the latest of them is the importance of preventing maintenance on, or of preventative maintenance on your gas furnace. I mean, this is, it's easy to take this stuff for granted. I mean, I do. I bet you do too. And that's how it should work. You know, they don't have to do that. I mean, they pride themselves on their emergency services, and they're really good at that because it's one of the things that they do extremely well. But it's also, they don't have to write these blog posts that really is helpful because it reminds us of something that's out of sight, out of mind. They have these great DIY kits. Yeah, maybe you want to do some of this work yourselves, including your own ductwork. All right. They'll help you do it. Now, why would they do that? Doesn't that take money out of their pocket? Well, of course. But it's part of the service of who they are. Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. Give them a call. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. The booster just touched down that launched Jeff Bezos into space. For watching that live on TV. How cool is this? Back in a moment. 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And just like that, Jeff Bezos and company, as we're watching on TV, are just about ready to touch down in a parachute. There they are. They just successfully were launched, and this is like 10 minutes, folks, from launch until touchdown. They successfully landed in the desert outside of Van Horn, Texas. Again, This is the power of the private sector. Now, there are some things that government does well. I know some of you may find it hard to believe that I actually said that, but it's true. In our system of government, in our constitutional republic, generally speaking, law enforcement has to be done by government for multitudes of reasons. The same thing with the military. But there are other things that can and should be done by private industry. And I'll give you another example of this before I go to Jim. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. For instance, I don't want the private sector running our elections. I want an accountable elected official running our elections. In fact, this story of my friend Representative Mark Finchem, who led the Rudy Giuliani hearing down in Arizona. He's been on the show. It's in the Gateway Pundit. It's about him calling for changes because Dominion had greater control and access than the election officials did. This is not something that private industry should be doing. But there are some things that government should turn over to the private sector. And I'm going to give you the example is that on the DMV. Back when I served in the legislature in the late 90s and early 2000s, we had a pilot project where the state had decided to close some DMV offices in rural areas. They decided to offer some limited DMV services in some of those areas at car dealerships, and it worked. And then they shut it down because it didn't involve state employees, and these were limited services, and it worked. Car dealerships are open later. They're open 7 days a week. They already do many of these services in your title, your F&I, all of that stuff, right? Why not expand that? Doesn't that make sense? If Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Richard Branson can all go into space, why can't we have DMV that's privatized? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, good morning. What do you say today?
I hate doing the crazy things people are talking about, but I don't think that Rosas or the guys in one of the space and stuff there for the government. I mean, it's a hard time convincing that. It's illusion and delusion. The government, the space army or whatever, has got complete control of it. He's in with them like Willie Clean. You go back to Isaiah chapter 1, and you got Oregon right there. The whole head is sick, clear to the tail. We got to start thinking out of the box of people. We got to get organized, and we got to take back our government.
We do have to take back our government. It's long overdue, and it needs to happen. Do you think that people are coming to that realization after this COVID experience?
No, not until everything gets knocked out, Marty. Not until they're all have the Chinese army at their door knocking, or the Russian army, and then they might wake up. Until then, as long as they got their cell phones and their pornography and their drugs, they're happy.
Yeah, as long as they're getting their little stipend from the federal and the state government so they don't have to go to work, and they can sit in their parents' basement, and they can be radical leftists with Antifa, and they can dox Republicans online or conservatives with the help of Jeff Bezos, unfortunately. This is why, by the way, I don't do any business with Amazon anymore, because what he did to those of us who believe in liberty and believe that the election was in fact stolen. It's just, yeah. So you don't think people are going to wake up until this stuff really, really impacts them individually?
Well, really, Jeff, my idea is, I know it's all radical right, but my idea is to take back the civil government. that we become the silver government again.
Sounds like we. So how do we take back the federal government quickly?
Well, the civil government. We got to organize at the grassroots level, take back our towns, our cities, and our counties. Then we have to take it back like we lost it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. That's the way to do it. We start at the grassroots, the ground up. You're thinking the right way, brother. I like it. All right, thanks. Jim, we'll let you go. 503-589-1220. We're almost at the bottom of the hour here for bottom of the hour break as we see soon they'll open up the capsule as they're getting ready to get Bezos and company. Looks like he's given the thumbs up from inside the capsule, so it's all... it's all good, folks. Again, how do we make the point to the persuader? If Jim's got it right here, if we want to take back the federal government, we want to take back state government, we do it one person at a time. So I ask you this question. If Bezos and all these billionaires and these different companies can go into space on their own because government got out of the way, what else should government get out of the way in your daily life that makes your life better? Think about it. In the DMV, the story we got from Jeff early on, and I bet everybody else is thinking the same way. How about the unemployment department getting, what if there was a private company that could get you your unemployment benefits faster? But if we get much closer, I can't lose control. 503-589-1220, that's the power of your talk. Is that appropriate? Back in a moment, folks. Bottom of the hour.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Here's what we're talking about is we just saw Jeff Bezos blast off into space in the Blue Origin capsule along with some other folks and do a quick 10 minutes up in something like 60 miles above the Earth in space, as NASA defines it anyway, and then returns successfully and lands in the desert outside of Van Horn, Texas. Now, I know Van Horn, Texas, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But we just watched this happen because this was the private sector. All of these billionaires, from Richard Branson, we watched him go into space the other day, Bezos, Elon Musk is going up, SpaceX, they're actually going to do an actual Earth orbit, all of that. These are private efforts. Government did not do this. Government got out of the way, and this is the result. And rich people are going to be able to buy these rides and go do these things. Well, good for them. These evil rich people that have lived the American dream. These are all Americans. Well, the exception of Branson. Branson is, of course, a British citizen, but he's made a huge fortune in America. What about the DMV? If you missed the first part of the show, this is the question I'm asking. Why can't the private sector take over some appropriate government functions like the DMV, like we've had a pilot project? years ago when I served in the legislature, where car dealerships offered limited DMV services at longer hours and basically 7 days a week. The private sector. Why should we be doing that? If we can go into space as the private sector, why can't we do the basics that impact your life, people around you, in your world? If you missed the caller at the beginning of the show, Jeff called to express his frustration with getting his federal ID approved driver's license, which I'm going to have to do here in a couple of years myself. The appointment time is clear out into September. Wouldn't that be a great opportunity for private sector to take over those functions? Shouldn't we be doing that? Now, not every function of government is appropriate for the private sector to take over, that's for sure. But what about permitting? You going and getting a permit. What if Lowe's or Home Depot or your local hardware store that sells lumber could give you a permit? I'm serious now. If you have a story to tell about people, do you think that people are waking up to this? That's that question I asked Jim. Are these frustrations we've had with being locked out of schools, being locked out of restaurants, being locked out of DMV, do you think the average person is starting to get it in their brain? The average person who's busy on Facebook, Instagram, isn't paying attention to this stuff, but all of a sudden calls DMV and what? I got to wait 2 months? Yeah, you do. Because this is government inefficiency at its worst. Well, we got to do something about it. Yeah, we do have to do something about it. Why don't you start voting differently? Now, that's not what you say, folks. That's what you want to say. You get my point? This is the whole purpose of this radio show is for us to come together and to influence the people in our world. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. We'll get to the phones in a moment. I want to remind you that Rebecca Donaldson just won the gold medal real estate broker. She was best of the Willamette Valley. Now, that's a pretty cool thing. And she did that. She got that honor because she does a really good job at what she does. You're thinking about buying or selling a home. You're thinking about maybe you have a rental property. It's time to sell it. Maybe it's time to sell your home. Maybe you need to sell your home and go somewhere else. Why don't you get a hold of Rebecca Donaldson? 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. Check her out on the web at her website. It's rebeccasgothouses.com. That's Rebecca with an S at the end, got houses, rebeccasgothouses.com. 503-269-0747. Rebecca Donaldson, best of the Willamette Valley. We'll start with Art, and then we'll move to Gail. Art, good morning, brother.
Hey, Jeff. You mean us actually have a constitutional republic and follow the Constitution and do the things that we need to do to make our country great again? Who, by the way, our last president wanted to do, get out of the way, cut taxes, promote innovation, bring, you know, manufacturing and all those things back to our country and actually get back on the right path again. Well, we got a little problem. It's called the Democratic Party, who want to make sure that they have the power over you to dwarf that so that they can line their pockets with money. And we know there's a lot of rich Democrats out there that keep getting richer and richer by doing not so good things. But, you know, we got to get back to what our founding fathers envisioned, and do things right. I mean, the government, I mean, the country is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people, not for certain parties and stuff like that. We're supposed to work together to make things better. Today is the anniversary of the day that Neil Armstrong stepped out on the moon. And I don't believe that would have happened, you know, without the government doing that, Jeff. But now we've gotten to a point where private industry can take over it, and it could definitely be a good thing. However, it scares the holy heck out of me that China's building a space station up there, and you know they don't have good intentions. It's just too bad we don't have, there are people out there that don't have good intentions and don't want to make the world a better place to live in. That good over evil thing.
Yeah, you're right. Art, thank you. I appreciate it. That's an important thing to remember. Before we go to Gail, I got an email from Lee. Efficiency? Question mark? Oh, your question made me laugh. Could any government department be more inefficient or more efficient if it were run by the private sector? With no disrespect to the handful of hardworking government employees, I often ask in conversation what the motivation for efficiency is in a project. Do government-run projects really focus on cost or just make justifications for more time and money? I have sat on a $500 toilet seat. I have used a $325 wrench. And had to buy other tools that we didn't need if we didn't spend our allotment because we would get less of your money next year. Yes, personal business operates with different guidelines and thought processes. Government has a purpose, but there's so much waste because of how the bank account is controlled. Yes, you are right. We have so many of you that are listening to my voice right now are in fact government workers, and you see it on a daily basis and you try to do something about it. And it goes nowhere. I don't know how you just don't become, just tear your hair out because you're so frustrated. You see this kind of stuff. There is a way to fix that. And this is why I don't beat up on government employees, is because you know what? You are trying to do, most of you are really trying to do the best you can. And you see this stuff you wouldn't do in your personal life, and you try to fix it, and the bureaucracy doesn't let you. That's why we need new leadership. The only way we're going to get that is if we do what this show is about, persuade the persuadables. Let's go to Gail. Gail, thanks for hanging on. Welcome.
Thank you. Frustration. You talked about frustration when you opened up. And Jim says we got to do something. Art says we got to do something, but what is something? So I've got some action. And okay. Part of that is I think this Jeff Bezos thing is a distraction, and we need to focus on how we can move forward rather than focusing on people who have actually caused evil, except for, like you say, they have managed to. Am I coming in okay? I'm getting feedback on my phone.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit of feedback this way too, but please make your point.
Okay. So I have signed up for Telegram, mostly so that I can join the America audit. Maybe it's America Free Audit. I think I sent you something, Jeff. And part of these audits, there's two legislatures in Arizona that are holding back the vote.
You're right. I will find that and put that out there. Thank you, Gail. That's one of the ways to get involved. There it is, right there. It just showed up. Thank you. Back in a moment at 6:48. Rich, hang on. I'll get to you on the other side.
Hating believers have light on their faces.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Not everybody agrees with me about government, well, the private sector being able to do some things better. I'll get to an email about that. I want to go back quickly to Gail. Gail, I did find the organization is America First Audit. And there's a group in Oregon. Their goal is to audit all 50 states. I've seen some stuff about this online. What do you know about them?
I don't know a whole lot about it, except for that I took the first step, Jeff, and I got on Telegram. And I'm finding that this that could take all day for people who are interested in tracking down just what's happened. I understand that somebody has gone to the Secretary of State and got the whole state information. We have a captain who is called Jim Lind, and so I'm trying to work through some of the steps to figure out how I can help. But I figured one way I could help is by calling your radio station on letting people know that they can get on Telegram, that there's something happening, and maybe there's a niche for each of us.
Agreed. Gail, thank you very much, and please do something for me if you would, and that is keep us regularly updated on your experience in working with America First Audit through Telegram. I'm on Telegram, folks. I think that you should be there too, and there's reasons why. It's very secure, and it's people like Jeff Bezos and others can't screw around with it. Gail, thank you very much. Before I go to Rick, yes, quickly.
Could you post that Arizona, those two people? I think that that's the first thing people could do is email those two Arizona legislators that are holding back the audit. We don't have to be in Arizona.
I will do that. I will put that up there. Thank you, Gail. Fred writes a text, says, you get the government with candidates you vote for. If you don't audit the election every time, it's not who voted, it's who counted the votes. The term is the government we get. No more mail-in voting will cure corruption in government. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts today?
Morning. Okay, morning. Here's what I got. A little inside baseball for you. There's a letter floating around from the broom pilot, Brown. I guess she got a new afterburner on her little broom she flies around on. But anyway, there's a letter running around that they're not going to open all of the employees don't have to be in the office until sometime in September. That's probably why he's got that appointment out into September.
Yeah, I have heard that. I think that's accurate. Now, if one of you out there listening know something different, let me know.
Okay, that's it.
All right, thank you. I mean, it's a great point. If they're being told they don't have to come back in to work, again, I still don't understand it. By the way, the two legislators in Arizona is the Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, and the Senate leader, Karen Fann, F-A-N-N. And I'll try to put that, you don't have to be from Arizona to contact them. Why is this important? Because the Arizona audit, folks, as this Gateway Pundit story talks about, how can you have 74,243 mail-in ballots that have no clear record that they were ever mailed to begin with? Think about that. But there's an Arizona Ballot Integrity Project that says you can put a watermark on specific paper and have other fraud countermeasures. None of that will happen until the actual fraud, through an audit like this, is in fact shown. Because legislators, especially Republican legislators, don't have the courage to do it and won't go do it. Folks, I want to remind you, Roof Max is a product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing here in the Salem area. This is a product that extends the life of your asphalt shingles. It is very unique. There's nothing like it out there in the market. And you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. They spray it on your roof. Here's how it works. Pfeiffer Roofing sends one of their people out to inspect your roof. They do a free estimate for it. It doesn't cost anything. They take pictures of it. They look at everything that might need to be done to your roof, including what's called a roof tune-up. Maybe your boot jacks are split and cracked around your vent pipes. This just happens with time, folks. And if you haven't been on your roof for a while, I'll guarantee you probably have some that need to be replaced. That's all part of the roof tune-up. They can do all of that, and they can spray on Roof Max, which what it does is it's soybean-based product, and it soaks into your asphalt shingles. And it rejuvenates them, and it gives you maybe as much as another 15 years of life in your roof. It has a 5-year guarantee. There's a great video you can watch on the Pfeiffer Roofing website. More importantly, it's done at the fraction of a cost of a new roof. Why don't you check it out? Roof Max is the product. It's at Pfeiffer Roofing. Pfeiffer Roofing, which is P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R-Roofing.com. Call them at 503-647-4725, or they have an online chat, and someone will get back to you almost immediately. 503-647-4725 or the online chat. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Aileen doesn't agree with me about Bezos. Says, I disagree with you about the private sector going to space without government. The private sector would not know how to go to space if it were not for NASA. That is generally correct. Also, the private sector is not all perfect. Aren't you on hold for 20 minutes all the time with cell phone companies, airlines, etc.? Well, not always. I go online to my online broker, TD Ameritrade, and it's usually within 2 or 3 minutes that somebody's on the line with me. The one thing that my point is that the private sector, and it was Lee's point, has a different motivation than government. You see, NASA, yes, went into space, but they didn't reuse rockets. The private sector does, and successfully. Why? Because it makes dollars and cents, right? So if better service and doing it cheaper is a result, better service to you is a benefit to you, and as a result of the private sector being involved, shouldn't we do more of that where it's appropriate? I think we should. Also got an email from Julie, said, years ago, I read a book about the theme of the Russian takeover. They began with the DMVs throughout the U.S. They succeeded. Ooh, that's interesting. Jeff Kubler, are there recalls of the Grants Pass school board members? I don't know. If there isn't, there ought to be. And then somebody by Lead41 emails me, America First and this attempt to audit the whole United States is regularly every day talked about on Steve Bannon. That's from Linda. Yes, it is. And that's the right thing. Friends, thank you for joining us today. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you listening and participating in some form, even if it's just thinking about the stuff that we talked about. Because you can change your world. You really. Keep praying and keep fighting, friends. See you tomorrow.